This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perhon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the program. We have some very interesting information that we will give on today's show. Something of particular interest to our listeners in Europe, the United Kingdom, the United States, Canada, and Central America. What is that information? Well, you'll have to stay tuned and find out. Now, as you know, we've been doing a series of broadcasts to Southeast Asia and East Asia. And we've been getting a number of reception reports from listeners in the region. But one question that did come up from one listener to those transmissions is how to fill out a reception report. Now, for those who are not familiar with shortwave international broadcasting, you probably don't know what a reception report is. Well, don't worry, because Victor Gunatelica will be on the program today to tell you exactly what you need to know when filling out a reception report and what information not to send us. And the key word, I should say, is information, because we've had some people writing in saying, I heard you, please send me this, that, and the other. And that was it. No program details, nothing about the content, just saying, I heard you, does not qualify as a reception report. Don't worry, Victor Gunatelica will be here a little later on to tell us more. Let's begin with our first song today. Many of you are familiar with the singer Kylie Minogue. She released an album a few months ago called The Abbey Road Sessions, famed for the famous Abbey Road Studios in London. As you know, there's an album by the Beatles called the Abbey Road Album, was called the Abbey Road Album, even though it's just called the Beatles. I think. Just babbling on for no reason right now. But anyway, she recorded an album at the Abbey Road Studios. It's not new material. It's actually songs that she's already known for. The only difference is that she records them with a full orchestra, with very different arrangements. Many of you may remember Kylie Minogue's first big hit from many years ago, called Locomotion, which was a remake of a song very popular in the 1960s. Well, here she is now from the album The Abbey Road Sessions. Locomotion, Kylie Minogue. Quite different.
Come on.
Kylie Minogue with a bunch of, well, very well-trained musicians. Of course, a full orchestra with The Locomotion, which is from her album, The Abbey Road Sessions, which is a greatest hits album, but not arranged or produced by Stock, Aikman, and Waterman, that did all the disco techno stuff that she was doing in the 80s, but a very different arrangement in itself. You're listening to your weekend family show of Smiles Across the Miles, Happy Station, and now time for some information that I think certain listeners will be interested in hearing about. First up are listeners in Europe, and especially the United Kingdom. On Sunday, June 9th, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, you can catch, at the same time as our listeners in Southeast and East Asia, Focus Asia Pacific with Andy Sennett, and a different addition to Happy Station that you're listening to right now. Very different. In fact, the one that we transmit does not appear online. And there is a reason for that, which we will explain later on. So, Sunday, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, listeners in Europe can hear us on 5955 kilohertz. That's 5955 kilohertz from a 100 kilowatt transmitter in Neuen, Germany, being targeted to you. At the same time, we are transmitting via Trincomalee from 13 to 14 hours UTC on 11835 to Southeast and East Asia, which also includes parts of the Pacific and Central America. Now, the next one, June 10th, UTC time from midnight to 1 UTC. That's from midnight to 1 UTC, June 10th. We're going to be targeting the same program to Canada, the United States, and Central America on 9925 kilohertz. That's 9925 kilohertz in the 31-meter band, also from Neuen in Germany, using a 125 kilowatt transmitter. These have been arranged to us, for us, that is, by our good friend Jan Osterman in the Netherlands, who worked out a deal with Media Broadcast in Germany. Both transmissions to Europe and Canada, the United States, and Central America will be verified by us here. To tune in for the details on how to get a eQSL card or to send it your reception report to us via snail mail, tune in and we will give out the details then. The eQSL cards will be verified by Victor Gunatelica, and I'll be taking care of the ones via snail mail. I should mention right now, please do not include IRCs or international reply coupons for the very good reason that they are useless here in Taiwan. So do not send IRCs. Even though I mentioned this a number of times on the program, the other edition of the show that we do weekly, people still send them in. They heard everything else, but they didn't hear me say, don't send in IRCs, so don't. Because if you send it, you're just wasting it on us because we can't do anything with it. So let me recap our transmissions for this Sunday. Sunday, June 9th, between 13 and 14 hours UTC to Southeast and East Asia and the Pacific on 11835 kilohertz. To Europe, between 13 and 14 hours UTC on 5955 kilohertz. And then June 10th from midnight UTC to 1 hour UTC on 9925 kilohertz. To Canada, the United States, and Central America. And we look forward to finding out if reception was good for you wherever you may be. Actually, what is quite interesting is you probably are aware we did change frequency last week to 11835 kilohertz because of some co-channel interference that we were having in certain regions of the world, namely Australia and also in Europe. On the old frequency of 11750 kilohertz. So we changed, and apparently this is not an issue anymore. And we had quite a few people from, a few from South America, in Chile and Brazil, even Argentina, that wrote us this past week to say that that new frequency was getting through and there was no more co-channel interference. So we're going to do like a dog. We're going to mark it as our territory, and we will stay there for now. So hopefully nothing else will happen with it. All right, Time now for music. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Victor Gunatelica, who will tell us what information is needed to send in a reception report to receive a QSL card. First, here's Jefferson Airplane, and let's get together.
Love is but a song we sing, fear away we die. You can make the mountains ring, hear the angels cry. Know the dove is on the wing, you need not know. Hey people now, smile on your brother, let me see you get together, love one another right now. Some will come and some will go, we shall surely pass. When the wind that left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading on the grass. Hey people now, smile on your brother, let me see you get together, love one another right now.
Jefferson Airplane, let's get together. Joining us now on the program is somebody, of course, that needs no introduction at all. He is helping out in ways that I can't imagine for responding to the emails that we've been receiving for our transmissions. And that is Victor Gunatelica, who just enjoyed a very lovely holiday all the way in Australia. But he's back home now after a very long flight. Victor, hello to you.
Hello, Keith, and everybody listening to us this Sunday.
Let me ask you, how would you rate the response that we've been getting just from emails? Because the letters for snail mail have been coming here, but you've been responding to the emails. How would you rate them?
I think it's amazing. I never expected that many reports to come in. Maybe people say the hobby is down. But while the program was going on, we had people writing in saying, you're coming booming in. I'll send my report later, but just to tell you that I'm hearing you loud and clear in Japan, somebody says that in Hong Kong, or somebody in Southeast Asia. Amazing.
And you know what is interesting, Victor, is that, let's say, for example, if we take, say, one email that somebody writes in, right? Mm-hmm. There are other people out there for sure who are not going to be writing the email but are listening.
Oh, yes, definitely. Many more.
Now, let's talk about reception reports. And I want to talk about how to fill them out. And the only reason is because you've seen some of the emails. And over the last few days, many of the letters have been coming in. And some of them are a little bit peculiar because you're not sure if they're really listening or they just sent it in. But what kind of information is needed to let us know that we're getting a good signal and good audio to the target area?
Yes. Now, when we get a reception report, listeners have a habit of reproducing our script almost if they get excellent reception. Now, we don't need that. What we need is for the listener to prove to us that he really listened so that everything else he tells us, we can believe and value. So, not the whole thing, but we need some program details, conclusive items for us at the start, straight away, to be sure that he really listened to us. Then, of course, we'd like to know how good the signal is, whether he could really enjoy it or not. I know we got some reports from the Southern Hemisphere, that Radio Havana, Cuba, on 11750, and one listener said it's equal in strength. Of course, it's not our target, but we love to have more listeners. So what we need is to know how clearly we are coming into your home. Wherever you may be, we love to have them. So we need some program detail to prove that they really listen to us, and conditions, how clearly or how poorly we were coming through. And also, we need to know if there is interference, if you can identify that for us, whether it's on the same frequency or it was a side splash, splatter, things like that really help us to judge how good or bad the signal is.
Now, Victor, there was one email that came in from Australia. We're talking about, you know, the co-channel interference with
yes.
Radio Havana Cuba.
Yes.
There was one listener in Australia who mentioned this, and he also listed, this is what I found amazing, he listed a whole bunch of frequencies that were suggestions for us to possibly use.
Well, that's interesting and that's useful, because when we look at our available frequencies, and to have listeners and people who are knowledgeable, who have been in the hobby for a long time, and some of them have been even monitors for broadcasting stations, when they really take one step ahead and suggest to us, that's very interesting and that's very useful.
The other thing, of course, Victor, that's very useful, especially for me, because I know that I think almost all the listeners that we've had on the past two Sundays, I would say the vast majority are not native English speakers. And what has been useful to me, because I sometimes have a tendency to speak a little too fast.
I think you could slow down. Not as slow as special English.
Right.
But
you know, I sometimes do speak a little too fast. And what's been very useful to me is a number of listeners sent very short MP3s
yeah.
that they recorded off air.
Yeah.
So along with the information that they put in their email, it gives me an opportunity to hear how it's sounding.
Exactly. And that's very useful. And especially with MP3 recordings, you don't have to send the whole program or 15 minutes. Keith, I mean, I don't think you will have the time to listen to 15, and you don't need to listen to 15 minutes. So if an MP3 is just within a minute, but select a good clip so that it conveys to us, not that you were listening, but for us to really judge what the listening conditions were at your location. Of course, we need to know what type of radio you were using, what type of antenna you were using. We had a nice report from somebody who said, I was using a simple shortwave radio with a telescopic whip. and he was in Moscow, and another one was in Taiwan. Oh, sorry, in Thailand. And that type of reception report tells us how good or bad our signal is getting through.
And also what's important, Victor, is to let us know if they're living in a city or they're not living in a city, because conditions will vary.
Exactly, because the noise level in the city can be very high. And even if we have a good signal and a noise level as strong as our signal, it's a no-go situation. But if you're in the countryside, even if you are off target somewhere else, we come through with a fair signal and hardly any noise, we do better than in our target area sometimes, right in the middle of a big city.
Right. And the other thing, of course, that I want to mention again is if you're sending in a report by snail mail, please, please put your return address and at least your name or email, because we have one that came in and I'm trying to track down with some Japanese SWLs to maybe if they can, you know, figure out who this could be. I think they by mistake, just didn't put the little sticker on the back of it with their details. And also, do not send international reply coupons, because here in Taiwan, we cannot use them.
Yes, I think that's a good point you make. And may I also say, please tell us, even if you are sending email reports, if you are using a Gmail address or Hotmail address, you could be anywhere in the world. So please do mention where you are, because that is as important for snail mail or regular mail as it is for email. Because definitely our reply will get back to you, but if we don't know where you are listening, with just a Hotmail address, a Yahoo address, or something like that, .com, I mean, the usefulness of that report will be hardly, I mean, how would you know where you're listening in?
Right. You know, we've had some interesting ones that have come in by post, Victor. And this is one that was sent from somebody in Japan. And what was amazing, and I forwarded this to Tom Mayer, because they included they scanned some material that they received from Tom in 1983 that they still had. And that was quite nice. And Tom was very touched by that.
And, you know, I was just replying a reception report from a gentleman in England, and he said...
Nick Sharp,
my first...
right? Is that Nick
yes,
Sharp?
That's right,
yes,
that's right. That's right. Nick said that his first QSL from the Happy Station came in 1959. And he says, I'm thrilled to have Happy Station back, although Eddie Statz or Tom Mayer is not there. He says, that's really fantastic. Imagine he comes back and writes to us. He's thrilled about it.
Well,
so
Nick,
people
Nick,
are listening.
Nick, I knew because he's written the program that we do for our partner stations before.
I see.
And Nick always writes very, very nice letters. I think every time that he sent a letter, and I have a few here from another pile from the show that we do for our partner stations, he always writes very, very nice letters. It's always very nice to hear from our friend Nick Sharp in the UK.
Yeah, and also some people have been asking me about the SLBC as well. So I've been writing a separate note to them. But all welcome.
Victor, thank you very much for assisting us with this. And thank you very much for joining us on the program. And we're going to have you again on the show. I just thought of this idea right now. I just thought of this idea right now. I think it would be a fun thing is to pull up one of the most interesting emails that we receive.
Yes.
A really, really interesting one.
I think that'll be fun.
Right.
That'll be fun.
Okay. Thank you very much, Victor Gunatelica. I would suggest you go and get some sleep now after your very long-haul flight from Australia.
Yeah. Answering 30 email reports today, having done a 15-hour flight. I think that's a world record for me.
And that was our good friend Victor Gunatelica, who's been responding to our EQSLs for our transmissions. And we're going to have Victor on the show again. And we're going to be talking about a different subject, but I'm not going to tell you what it is to tune in, because I should let you know that this show is very different from the other one that is going out. It is very different. The one that we record for our partner stations is longer. and has very different content. Sometimes we use things back and forth. For example, our conversation with Victor, we already used that 2 weeks ago on our May 26th transmission. But the content actually is, for the most part, different. All right, time now for more music. Let's take a listen to Anne Murray and one of her big hits. Well, actually, it's her first hit, Snowbird.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and pink, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. Snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too, and anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. Take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away.
Anne Murray and one of her big international hits, in fact, her first international hit, Snowbird, which came out in 1970. You're listening to your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us, our email address never changes. It's hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And you can also listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, by visiting our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Now, I know that some of you are saying right now, Keith, we heard you talk about these other transmissions you're doing, but we can't hear it online. No, and there is a reason for that. Those shows that are going out will not be uploaded on our website just yet. They will be at some point, and we will be uploading clips and recordings that people have sent us on what transmission is like. And just to give you a little idea of how we sounded last Sunday in Australia, this was sent to us from a listener who lives in New South Wales, Australia. So let's listen to it now. Unfortunately, I can't find his name anywhere. I wrote it down earlier and just seemed... So can't find that anymore. But anyway, this is how we sounded just a couple of minutes last Sunday in Australia.
On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio. This is the sound of PCJ.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. That's right, the Hap Hap Happy Station. What we heard in the little opening right now, performed by a group called the Sweet 16s. I've recorded this for this show well, not exactly this show, but the show that was hosted by Eddie Sturt way back in...
And that was just a little excerpt of our transmission last Sunday on 11835 kilohertz between 13 and 14 hours UTC that was recorded for us and listened to by a listener in Australia. And you should check it out, that frequency. Again, you'll find all the information, by the way, at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. It'll be on the homepage. All right, time now for more music. And when we come back, we have another special guest. And this is somebody that we interviewed last week on our program, the other program. But I thought we'd run it today because I'm sure that many SWLs listening right now have had contact with him at some point or another. Who am I talking about? Well, I'm not going to say, but first here's Coldplay and The Scientist.
For us to part, nobody
Coldplay and The Scientist. And you're listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. We're now going to call someone, but I'm not going to tell you who it is or their location. But I'm sure that some of you out there at some point have communicated with them by email or even by regular post or have read some of his messages posted on various blogs. So let's call the number. Kevin has it in the phone and ready to go. And he's now dialing. And hopefully they pick up. If they don't, it just rings. Well, we'll have to play another piece of music, but hopefully we won't have to do that.
Hello?
All right, now we have our mystery guest on the phone. Now, let me ask you, are you located somewhere in Asia?
Yes.
Okay. Are you located in Australia?
No.
Are you located in, Hong Kong?
No.
All right. Now, I'll take another guess right now. I think I would suspect, just from the way you said yes and no, you're probably located in China, correct?
Yes, I'm located in China.
The city of Beijing?
No.
You are, in fact, in the city of Shanghai, correct?
Yes,
and
exactly.
And you also work in radio?
Yes, I also work in a radio station.
Now, many of our listeners will know the name, his English name, but if I said to you, Qian Xiaoyan, many of you are saying, who's that? Well, you probably know him more as Victor Chuan. And very nice to have you on the show, Victor. Now, you work for a business radio station in Shanghai, correct?
Yes, I work for the full name is China Business News Radio.
You know, what's interesting is I have spoken to many shortwave listeners around the world that have heard the station a number of times. So tell us a little bit about business radio. Obviously, of course, by the name, you can tell that it focuses on business.
Yeah.
But what is a little bit of the history of the station?
The history of station, first, it was just a channel, it was just a program of Shanghai People's Broadcasting Station providing, like, economic, financial information to the public. And because the China economy growing, there are many people need more information about economic and financial information. So we separate to have an independent radio station to provide such information to the public, especially people in Shanghai.
And how long ago was this?
I think it is more than 10 years because I just joined this radio station a year before.
You know what's interesting, as you may or may not be aware, but I spent a number of years in China working at China Radio International in Beijing.
Yeah.
And three of my favorite cities in China are Dalian. I love the city of Dalian, Beijing,
yeah,
and Shanghai. But I have to admit, of all the three, I do prefer Shanghai.
Why? Why do you Shanghai like Shanghai?
Well, the food. The food is fantastic.
I think the food in Shanghai is not very salty, not very oil, because in other places the food in China will be, I think, very hot, very oil, very salty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in Shanghai it's known for the sweet food.
Yeah, we really like sweet food.
You know, you sent me a couple of pictures and one picture of the building that the radio station is located. And when I saw that, I knew right away that building. I knew it right away because I'd been to Shanghai a number of times. And a few times I would go down and I would do some programming for Shanghai People's Radio.
Yeah, that the frequency is 93.4 for FM.
Mm-hmm.
It is the news program now.
Right. Now, Victor, a lot of listeners around...
What topic did you talking about?
Sorry?
What topic did you talking about in Shanghai People's Broadcasting Station?
Oh, when I went there, I went there to do a special music program.
Oh.
For a music festival that I was attending in Shanghai. That was That was a lot of fun. Now, Victor, many listeners right now have probably seen your name. You've sent out QSL cards. You've sent out emails to people all around the world, but they've never heard your voice. So I'm giving you this opportunity right now. If you want to say something to all your friends around the world that you've communicated with for the past while, is there anything you want to say to everyone?
Okay. First, I want to say that thank you, Keith, for giving me this opportunity to talk on your program. Your program, as I know, is the world's longest-running international radio program. I take great pleasure to speak on your program because through your platform, my voice is appeared on shortwave again. You may know that voice Pu Zhang left shortwave just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I want to say hello to all the listeners to your program. Maybe some listeners know me. Like yesterday, I sent a reception report to you, and just hours later, I'm very surprised that you told me that you even know me very well. So it is really like a big surprise for me.
Well, it is interesting because I've listened to I've heard you speak Chinese before. This is the first time I've heard you in English. Yes, yes. And I've seen your.
This is also the first time for me to speak in English on radio.
Well, you sound very good. I feel that maybe you should. Maybe I feel. What's the word? Maybe I feel threatened because you could take over my job.
Thank you. I think I can only do that doing a Chinese program.
Don't underestimate yourself. Don't underestimate yourself. Victor, thank you very much for talking to us briefly today. It's been very nice. And I'm sure that many of our listeners who are familiar with the radio station when they were on shortwave will be very happy to have heard your voice.
Thank you. It's also my honor to speak on your program.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break, wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand. My heart is drenched in wine. But you. I don't
don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
The one and only Norah Jones, and Don't Know Why. Now let's recap some of the transmissions that we have coming up on Sunday, June 9th. Sunday, June 9th, from 13 to 14 hours UTC, you can catch a different edition of Happy Station, which is very different from the one you're listening to now. Very, very different. It also includes a 15-minute news program, Focus Asia Pacific, with Andy Sennett, from 13 to 14 hours UTC on 11835 kilohertz, which is targeting Southeast and East Asia. And then again to Europe, same time, on 5955 kilohertz. That's 5955 kilohertz. On June 10th, from midnight to 1 hour UTC, on 9925 kilohertz for Canada, the United States, and Central America. Just a couple of other quick program notes before we go to our next song today. Tune into this week's Media Network Plus as we have a special tribute program to Ekala, the Ekala transmitting station in Sri Lanka that was once known as Radio Ceylon and the Ceylon Broadcasting Corporation. We have a very special program on that, which came to us from Jeff White. And the next one is this week's Jazz for the Asking, which is a tribute show to Frank Sinatra, which is called Jazz for the Asking, A Man and His Music, which is basically the same name that he gave the TV series that he did many years ago. So tune into that as well. You may be able to hear that program on this station that you're listening to us right now on. So check out your local program schedule by going to the station's website or our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Next song is a request. Here's Shirley Bassey, Goldfinger.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. You feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold. He loves
Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey. How many of you saw her perform that at the Queen's Jubilee celebration that was held in London, singing in front of Buckingham Palace? Amazing. I mean, the woman at her age and she still can belt it out like that. Good song, actually, nevertheless. So funny, you know, I was reading an interview that she gave a number of years ago, and she said for a very long time she really didn't like that song. And it's kind of odd because that's the song that's, well, one of the songs that's most identified with Shirley Bassey. When people say Shirley Bassey, they go, oh yeah, the Goldfinger woman, you know. But it's funny that she would actually hate the song. But she said now that many years have passed, she said she thanks the song because if it wasn't for that song, she, even though she was popular, but that was the song that really brought her to international attention. So good on you, you know. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent wishing you well, hoping you can join us again very soon. So long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Keith Parent here from PCJ Radio International. Are you looking for a new portable shortwave receiver? Well, if you are, I would like to suggest Texan. Texan is one of the world's leading manufacturers of shortwave radios. Popular radios like the PL660, S2000, and so many more. Texan radios can be found at a number of fine electronic retailers worldwide. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Texan banner for more information on all their models. Texan, enjoy broadcasting.